Good morning. This is H.L. Goodwin, Southern Regional Risk Management Education Center. We are happy to have you with us on the Keep Siegel Tax Clinic to instruct you on the taxation filings for the Keep Siegel claims. Our first speaker today in this webinar is Janie Sims Hip. Janie is Director of the Indigenous Food and Agricultural Initiative here at the University of Arkansas School of Law. Ms. Hip is an attorney and graduate of the school's law of internationally renowned Master of Law program in Ag and Food Law, the nation's only advanced law degree program in Ag and Food Law. She is a founder of the USDA's Office of Tribal Relations and the Office of the Secretary, and served two terms on the USDA's Secretary Advisory Committee for Beginning Farmers and Ranchers. She also served on two delegations to the United Nations in the areas of women's issues and indigenous issues. Janie, floor is yours.
Thank you, H.L., and it's nice to be on the phone with everyone today. I'm just going to walk through some very important issues that we need to have your attention on if you are a Keep Siegel claims recipient. And it's important to note that the settlement of the Keep Siegel versus Vilsack case has occurred. And if you have received either a Track A or a Track B settlement, then the first step in this process has already happened. The awardees under Track A, those people who have received, who were successful in their claims and have received an award under Track A, will or already have received an award of $50,000. I believe most of those folks, if not all, have already received their awards of $50,000. And they have had paid on their behalf a $12,500 amount directly to the IRS for tax relief. That tax relief was incorporated into the settlement itself. The awardees under Track B will or already have received their awards as well. In addition to the compensation awards under the Keep Siegel settlement, debt relief was allowed and was made a part of the settlement. That should have already occurred as well. But it is important that the next step, which is filing your tax return, occur. The settlement may have implications on your other tax issues and circumstances. The settlement may affect earned income credit, child care credit, and taxes on Social Security benefits or other benefits. All settlement recipients must file a federal income tax return. If you are a settlement recipient, you will receive a 1099 miscellaneous, and you may receive a 1099-C. You should receive or already have received these forms in the mail. If you haven't, please contact the Keep Siegel Settlement Claims Administrator, and you can get their contact information by going to the IndianFarmClass.com website, and we have included the website as part of this presentation. You've got to file your return and report the settlement regardless of the following: whatever your current income level might be, whatever the land status might be that you farmed or ranched on, that could be trust land, restricted land, allotted land, fee land. Regardless of the land status, you've got to file a federal income tax return. You need to file regardless of what your current employment status might be. You might be retired. You still need to file. Regardless of whether you've ever filed a federal income tax return before, you need to file now. The Keep Siegel case was a class action discrimination case affecting individual claimants, and it was not a case based on trust land status or trust responsibilities. And that's why it is so very important that you pay attention to these tax implications. And that's why we are having this webinar, and we'll be having tax clinics in your area. Tax payments were incorporated into the settlement agreement, and as such, your receipt of a Keep Siegel settlement compensation or debt relief has already been reported to the IRS. If you received a settlement and or debt relief, you should consult a tax advisor in your area and take proper steps. There are some key tax facts that are going to be discussed later in this webinar by David Franz, who's a member of the Keep Siegel legal team, and Wayne Hange, who is a noted agriculture tax expert. It's important that you file a tax return if you receive settlement compensation or debt relief and consult a tax professional in your area so that you can get a greater sense of ag tax issues as well as how settlements are treated in taxation issues. And finally, this webinar and the tax clinic workshops in your area are being offered so that you can and your tax advisor can learn more. You need to seek their advice, and we strongly encourage you to attend a tax clinic workshop in your area. If the IRS issues any rulings that apply to the Keep Siegel settlement issues at some later date, the organizations that are hosting these workshops will post the rulings on their websites. And then finally, we have listed as a part of this webinar today, and we have it listed on each of these organizations' websites, the full website listing of all of the organizations that are involved in this tax education workshop series. And then you can also check for information with IndianFarmClass.com as well as the folks at NCAI and NARF are also going to be helping us get word out to you. So we just strongly encourage you to take note of the tax clinics in your area that are going to be coming up between now and the first part of April and attend and bring your tax